Very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Moed Katan Chav Tes, Moed Katan 29a, the final page of the Masechta, pagination 57, but we'll start on the facing page, Chav Ches Amid Beis 28b, pagination 56. We find in the Gemara in different locations the concept that there is a proper greeting to certain people under certain circumstances. We find, for example, Shabbos Peites, that when Moshe encountered HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem said to him, Ein Shalom Be'ircha, don't you give Shalom Aleichem where you come from. Moshe didn't say anything when he encountered Hashem, and Hashem wants to know, don't you say Shalom Aleichem? And Moshe answers, Klum yesh eved shenosin shalom l'rabo. Is a servant supposed to greet his master with a simple shalom aleichem? That's a little presumptuous. And Hashem told him, Haya lecha le'azreini. But as a loyal servant, you should be helping me. You should be endeavoring to bring blessing and kedusha into the world and give me such a bracha that you're hoping that blessing and kedusha should indeed happen. So there's a proper blessing, a proper greeting that's given depending on the circumstances. The Mishnah that we're dealing with at the end of Moed Katan on the topic of mourning the loss of a person. So the first part of the Mishnah tells us that there are very specific guidelines as to how they would mourn, how they would call out the mournful cries associated with the funeral. And then the final words of the Mishnah addressing the people who have gathered in mourning, which is at least the way we use this statement, Ava la'asid lavo. In the future, who Omer, the Navi, describes a future time that will be free of such mourning, where the Pasuk says, Bila ha-moves la-netzach, u-mocho Hashem Elokim dima me'al kol ponim. Death will be swallowed away for eternity, and Hashem will remove the tears from everybody's face. Now, those are comforting words of the future. We're being taught that death is not normative. It's a situation that we're in. But in Hashem's ideal utopia-type world, indeed, we will be ushered into a new era without this type of pain, without this mourning. It's interesting that the Mishnah does add the letters Vav, Gimel, Vav, symbolizing Vigomer, and so on, which would infer that it's appropriate to look up the Pasuk in its original, in Yeshaya, Chaf Hei, Ches, and see what is the so on, what's the etc., so that we have a better understanding of what the Mishnah was referring to. But as far as the text that the Mishnah actually quotes, is that death will be abolished, if you will, and Hashem will wipe the tears from everybody's face. So that's the greeting that's given to the people who have gathered in mourning. Towards the bottom, we find what's the way of greeting the actual mourner during Shiva, during the days designated for comfort. Six lines from the bottom. Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Ein menachamim rasha'im lomar davar. The comforters are not allowed to say anything ad sheyiftach ovel, until the mourner will open up the conversation. Now, sometimes the mourner is really not so adept at opening up the conversation, and therefore he'll simply start it because he knows he's got to start it, and he'll say, was it a long trip or whatever, just to get it started. It seems, besides the fact that this is learned from a pasuk, but it seems to be a very practical observance because by simply hearing the tone of the Avel, by listening to the way he talks, you're able to gauge what kind of dialogue he's in the mood of. If he's somewhat exuberant about legacy and memories and so happy that you came because you have so much to share, so then you'll hear it in his voice, regardless of what words he utters, you'll be able to pick up what level he's on. And if on the contrary, he feels very tired and shattered, you don't want to be off sync with where he's up to. So on a practical level, this is also very powerful. Moving on to today's daf, we find the greeting that a person gives to the niftar, to the deceased. On the second line, Omer Reb Levi, Hanifter min ames, lo yoma lo lech lishalom, elo lech bishalom. A person who takes leave of the deceased, like by the end of the funeral, we should say lech bishalom, you should go in peace, not lech lishalom, you should go to peace. What's the difference? When you say go in peace, you're inferring that the person has already reached their fulfillment. And that's the kind of greeting and attitude you want to give to a person who's already deceased. He can't do mitzvahs anymore, so you want to greet him with the blessing and the attitude that he's reached his fulfillment. A little bit like a yashakayach, job well done, and you're done. However, a person who's still alive, you don't want to greet like that, because if he has completed his mission, then he has no more reason to live. Life is to achieve things. So the correct greeting to a person who's alive is lech lishalom, go to peace. And the Gemara cites examples. Particularly, Moshe was greeted by his father-in-law Yisro, lech lishalom, go to peace, and holach v'hitzliach, he went, and he had a lot of hatzlacha, success. He redeemed the Jewish people from Mitzrayim, got them the Torah, led them for the 40 years of what we call the five books of Moshe. That time period is a tremendous result, so to speak, of Yisro's bracha, Yisro's way of greeting Moshe. Now, going back to the Mishnah with which we started, we mentioned that that pasuk, Bila hamoves lo netzach, Hashem will swallow up death forever, he'll stop it. U'mocha Hashem Elokim dima me'al kaponim, and he'll erase tears from everyone's face. So we mentioned that the Mishnah said vigomer, and so on, which would mean that we really should go back to the pasuk in Yeshaya and see what's the vigomer. What does the pasuk continue with that the Mishnah was alluding to? So over there, the rest of the pasuk states, v'cherpas amo yosir me'al kol ha'aretz, and the disgrace of his nation he will remove from the land. What kind of disgrace are we referring to? So we find that David HaMelech often talked lema'an shoreroi, about those who are watching me. In other words, people are watching and they infer from whether bad things happen or good things happen, whether the person is a good or bad person. The people of our Mishnah encountered a loss. They assembled because they lost a friend and relative. So, number one, Bila Hamaves Lanetzach, they're being told there will be a day when Hashem will stop death. Be a day of Techias HaMesim too. U'macha Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kaponim, and Hashem will erase the tears. That's a level of comfort. But there's another topic that might be on your mind, which we don't really want to make it on your mind if it's not on your mind, but it does exist. Sometimes, at the moment of mourning, at the moment of pain, at the moment when our tefillos do not seem to be answered the way we wanted, There's a cherpa, there's a feeling of disgrace and rejection. And the Navi Yeshaya describes that emotion as well and gives comfort and addresses that emotion as well and says there will be a day when that disgrace will be removed. So this Vigomer is perhaps aiming to address a topic that may or may not be on your mind. But if you're aware of this Vigomer, if it's appropriate to be aware, Cherpas Amo Yasser, that Hashem will remove that disgrace, that feeling of rejection. In addition, the very next Pasuk is the same Pasuk that's used to conclude the Masechta of Tainis. Va'omar Bayom Ahu, it will be on that day. Hine Elokeinu Zeh, Kivinu Lo V'Yoshienu. The tzaddikim will be able to point to Hashem Kaviyachal and say, this is the Hashem that we hoped for, and He saved us. Zeh Hashem kivinu lo. This is Hashem we hoped for Him. Nagila v'nismucha b'shua. So there will come a day that we will be able to rejoice in His salvation. Again, this is a pasuk that the Mishnah may not have wanted to quote so overtly, because it is a Mishnah dealing with mourning, and it's more appropriate to say Hashem will remove the pain, He'll remove death, He'll remove tears. To go so far as to say Nagila v'nismucha b'shuaso, and we will rejoice in the salvation, may be a lack of sensitivity when you're dealing with the topic of mourning. But the Mishnah simply says Vigomer, and so on. If you'll check out the future psukim of Yeshaya, you will indeed achieve a comfort. Hadron Allah Maseches Moed Katan, may we be zoche to return and learn the Masechta more thoroughly in the future. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.